Welcome to the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings, it's a fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right, his 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got his throws. He's got Golden Tate, who makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot, sent Gretzky in, 3-0, Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it! DeMarco! 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time coming to you tonight from the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore in the showroom, looking at some of the great models available. Come up and see some of the great sales associates here at the Monroe Superstore. This show is always driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, where that Labor Day clearance special continues. Come on up and see us, everybody. Glad to have you on board here on ESPN 106.5. The Ticket. Jim Cushlin is back at the studios tonight. The weekend is approaching. That means college football. NFL gets underway tonight, Thursday night matchup. The Kansas City Chiefs taking on New England. New England's a 9-point favorite in that game. But for the local fans, Kareem Hunt will get the running back start for the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. Record-setting running back, University of Toledo, drafted by the Chiefs. And as many people thought, a gentleman that's going to play quickly in the National Football League. His starting position accelerated somewhat by an injury to the starting running back for Kansas City. So a sidebar for you tonight. Kareem Hunt out of the University of Toledo in action tonight as the National Football League opens up its season as well. On the weekend, Toledo taking on Nevada. You just heard from Jason Campbell, the head coach of the University of Toledo Rockets. Another local flavor this weekend, Pittsburgh at Cleveland taking on the Cleveland Browns. Of course, with Deshaun Kaiser, the Toledo Central Catholic Notre Dame alumnus. Behind center, quarterbacking the Browns. Great story in Cleveland. Arizona taking on the Lions on Sunday as well. Michigan hosting Cincinnati, and at 5:35 tonight we'll have the voice of the Cincinnati Bearcats, Dan Horde. He will join us to talk about that matchup. Dan, also the voice of the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll talk some football with Dan Horde at 5:35 tonight. 5:15, Toby Rowland, the radio voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, will join us. Of course, they're taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes Saturday in Columbus. The Buckeyes are a 7.5-point favorite in that game. That might be a little bit too much as far as I'm concerned after doing some prep work on Oklahoma. Great-looking football team, and I have to tell you, they got a quarterback by the name of Baker Mayfield that's been absolutely outstanding, third in the Heisman Trophy voting last year against a young Ohio State defensive backfield. So Ohio State-Oklahoma talk at 5:15, 5:35 tonight. Again, we'll talk Michigan-Cincinnati Bearcats. Local story there as well. Central Catholic running back Mike Warren is the backup, the number two slotted running back for the Cincinnati Bearcats. You know, I mentioned the Detroit Lions in Arizona on Sunday. I got to laugh. Now, if you're a member of the media, you're looking for great quotes so you can maybe, you know, if you're a writer, write an interesting story, kind of some behind-the-scenes stuff. But I heard on another Cumulus station, WJR this morning, the news, talking to Jim Caldwell, and, of course, he says, well, the keys to the Lions season, got to be successful at home.
and you got to be successful on the road. Earth-shattering quote from the Detroit Lions head coach Jim Caldwell, and you got to stay healthy. So there's some great stuff to work with if you're in the media, and that's been the one thing to knock against Jim Caldwell. That being said, he's got the Lions in the playoffs 2 out of 3 years, but another year with Jim Caldwell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions. Just a couple of notes on the Lions. The more I think about this matchup against Arizona and the matchups all year long, I have to tell you, the Detroit Lions will be in trouble if one thing happens, and that is if left tackle Greg Robinson does not have a good year. If Greg Robinson does not fill up in an adequate manner for Taylor Decker, this could be a long, long year. You can't hide left tackles. And Greg Robinson is a guy filling in, of course, highly touted, Rams draft choice. Of course, he was basically brought in to replace Taylor Decker. Keep a close eye on that. But I think Jared Davis, the linebacker for the Detroit Lions, first-round draft choice, is another guy picked apart in a brutal fashion by Tom Brady in New England in that preseason game. The way the National Football League is structured now, a lot of throwing, a lot of up-tempo type offenses, quick hitters. We hope that Jared Davis is a quick learner for the Detroit Lions. So that just about does it here in the portion of our show that kind of sets it up. We're going to take a break. Toby Rowland will be with us, the radio voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, after this timeout.
Time on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, on a rainy night in Northwest Ohio, glad to have you on board. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. My name's Mike Miller, home of the Ohio State Buckeyes, of course, part of the network. Glad to have you on board. Coming up at 5:35 tonight, Dan Horde will join us. He is the radio voice of the Cincinnati Bearcats. Of course, we also have the University of Michigan Wolverines at one of our sister stations, 98.3 Nash Icon. Dan will have the call for the Bearcats on Saturday, taking on Michigan. He is also the radio voice of the Cincinnati Bengals in the NHL. So a full hour here of football talk, and our first guest, we appreciate him taking the time. We knew we had to get him on Thursday. We were guessing he was probably going to travel on Friday, but Toby Rowland joined us. He is the radio voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. Hello, Toby. How are you?
I'm doing great tonight. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for taking the time. Number one, boy, what a great matchup on paper. The number two Buckeyes and the number five Oklahoma Sooners. We hope the billing leads into a game that's just as entertaining.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, this is what you hope for in college football. Whenever you have the opportunity to have two of these powerhouse programs like this meet, it's special. And then when it happens on a campus, when it happens on somebody's home field, that's pretty rare. You know, a lot of times we'll see the Ohio States and Alabamas or Oklahomas and USCs of the world meet in a bowl game, or these games early in the year on neutral sites have become popular. But we don't see these matchups on campus as much as we used to. So I know there's a whole lot of fans in Crimson and Cream headed up to Ohio this weekend who are looking forward to seeing what the Horseshoe and Ohio State football is all about.
And College Game Day will be there as well. The Ohio State Buckeyes won that matchup last year 45-24, Toby Rowland. Tell me a little bit about that. Can a Ohio State win last year against Oklahoma carry into a win this year? Do you just throw that one out the window? And in a moment, we're going to be talking about Baker Mayfield, of course. But anything to read into last year's win that could carry over into this year's season?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think obviously it was impressive what Ohio State did a year ago. It was odd. Oklahoma doesn't lose at home very often, and they certainly don't get embarrassed at home very often. And that's what happened a year ago. Ohio State came in and knocked them around pretty good. And really that game was over in the fourth quarter, to the point where Oklahoma fans were headed for the car. And you could hear the OHIO chant on Owen Field. And that's something that the Oklahoma players have talked a lot about this week, is they have used that as a motivating factor. But whether or not you can do anything about it remains to be seen. Ohio State's impressive. Obviously, that defensive line is really, really good. I think Oklahoma's better now than they were when they played Ohio State a year ago. But the big difference in this game is you got to go beat them in Columbus, which isn't going to be an easy thing to do, obviously.
Well, you know what, Toby? You talk about the Ohio State defensive line and, of course, Oklahoma's offensive line. What a tremendous, tremendous matchup that's going to be. A lot of those players, I'm sure you'll see, playing on Sunday before too long. How about the win over UTEP? Tough weekend for the teams out of Texas. Oklahoma wins that game 56-7. Anything from a barometer standpoint that you can take out of that game that will carry over into the matchup against Ohio State?
I don't think you read too much into it. They looked good. Baker Mayfield completed 19 of his 20 passes. They moved the ball to 14 different receivers. I think maybe that was the biggest thing to come out of week one, is that with as many new pass catchers as Oklahoma has on offense this year, the fact that the timing in game one was as good as it was for Baker Mayfield and his receivers was pretty impressive. UTEP was overmatched. And so I don't know that you read too much into what happened in that game as a carryover for Ohio State. The Buckeyes are a completely different monster than what the Sooners saw last week. I think the OU offensive line is good. Obviously Baker Mayfield is good. We don't yet know much about who the playmakers are going to be at the skill positions for OU other than quarterback. They played four different running backs last week and they threw the ball to a bunch of different guys. So we're still waiting for a star to emerge in that group. And I think defensively they are better than a year ago, maybe significantly better than a year ago, especially in that defensive backfield. They've got two corners they really like. And last year, Ohio State was able to take advantage of one of those positions. So, it'll be an interesting one.
Yeah, one of the guys emerging as a wide receiver for the Oklahoma Sooners is Jeff Badgett. After Oklahoma lost a plethora of talented wide receivers last year as well, tell me a little bit about first-year head coach Lincoln Riley. I guess the other wrinkle here, Kevin Wilson, 2 weeks in a row that we've said this, part of Indiana's program, Oklahoma's program as well, but a new head coach for the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley. Tell us a little bit about his DNA.
Lincoln is amazing. He turned 34 years old on Tuesday. He is the youngest coach in the FBS by a bunch, by I think 2.5 years, maybe 3 years or so. PJ Fleck is, I think, 37 now. Maybe he's 36, but Lincoln's 34 years old. He has been amazing since June 7th when Bob Stoops stepped aside. He has handled the last 3 months calm, cool, and collected. It has been impressive to watch. You wouldn't know that he's nervous about anything, which is stunning. It's a little bit hard to believe, actually, that a program of this magnitude at age 34, he's handled it with the poise and maturity and professionalism that he has. He's a brilliant offensive mind. That's why he's so sought after. What he has done with offenses at Texas Tech and East Carolina and at Oklahoma has been record-setting, really. But to move into the head coach's office now and to handle everything that goes into running a program of this magnitude, it's been impressive to watch. Now, you got to win. You know, sooner or later, you can be as impressive as you want at a press conference or in recruiting or whatever. The fans are going to want you to win. And that really starts Saturday. This is his first opportunity to kind of splash onto the college football scene and make a statement to Sooner Nation.
You know what, Toby, you had me scrambling there a little bit because a guy here at the University of Toledo who is now at Iowa State at one time held the moniker the youngest coach in college football, and that's Matt Campbell. So I had to get on my phone real quick here. Matt, of course, is 37 years of age, and Iowa State winning their first game last weekend as well. JT Barrett's a guy that, along with, again, the quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners, Baker Mayfield, will be mentioned in the Heisman trophy race as well. Tell me a little bit about JT Barrett and what you expect. You touched on the Oklahoma defense and the Ohio State Buckeyes. The one thing they are trying to basically improve in is the deep ball. Tell me a little bit about the matchup, JT against the Oklahoma defense.
I think JT's magnificent. He certainly was great a year ago in Norman against Oklahoma. You could argue it was one of the best games he's ever played in his career, and he can hurt you in so many different ways. That's what scares you to death. He is a better passer than I think people realize. Obviously, he's athletic enough to pull the ball down and hurt you with his legs as well. I think the thing that impresses me most about JT is just his poise. He has seen so much college football. He's played so much football that it doesn't seem like he's rattled by anything. And, the thing that's scary for Oklahoma against him on Saturday is that they do have a true freshman middle linebacker. His name's Kenneth Murray. They think the world of this kid, and I think he's going to be the next great Sooner linebacker. But he's a true freshman in game two against a complicated offense and a quarterback that, is really good. And so, him being in the right gap, reading plays correctly, all that, I think, worries Sooner fans a little bit, maybe even the coaching staff a little bit going into this game.
Well, Ohio State's favored by 7.5, and I got to tell you, I think that might be too much. Ohio State, by the way, allowed 420 yards passing Indiana Hoosiers, but Ohio State, the guy you just mentioned, JT Barrett, again, taking the Buckeyes into the end zone, 5 of their last 6 possessions, by the way. Anything else that you could touch on before I let you go, Toby? Anything that I missed? I know you guys travel tomorrow. The atmosphere is going to be great. College game day is there as well. The Sooners coming into Columbus. Anything else you can leave with us?
I think that a guy maybe to keep an eye on that could be a big factor for Oklahoma on Saturday is C.D. Lamb. He's a true freshman wide receiver who they are really high on. It was Mark Andrews, their tight end, that had the big game in game one for Oklahoma, and I think he'll be a big factor in what they do on Saturday. But C.D. Lamb is really the kid who has the athleticism, I think, to challenge the Ohio State secondary. And if Oklahoma is going to win this game, I think he's going to have to make some big plays for them. He's a deep ball threat. He's got speed. He's got tremendous leaping ability. I think Baker early on, even though he's a freshman, has worked a good chemistry with him. So CeeDee Lamb, number 9 for Oklahoma on offense, might be a guy to keep an eye on Saturday night.
Hey, Toby, I would guess 2013 was a fun year for you. I saw today you've been doing Oklahoma's games since 2011. I was going through Oklahoma's schedule, a big win in South Bend, and, of course, the Sugar Bowl win over Alabama as well.
We've had a lot of fun ones in the last this is my 7th year now in this position, and the trip to South Bend ranks pretty high up there, and the win over Alabama certainly is one of the great memories as well in the Sugar Bowl. Oklahoma was a significant underdog on that night. Had a magical night down in New Orleans. They've been good in these true road games. Oklahoma schedules big-time non-conference opponents every year. And since we've been doing the games, they played at Florida State and won. They played at Notre Dame and won. 2 years ago, they played at Tennessee and won. So I think the atmosphere Saturday night is going to be incredible at Ohio Stadium. But Oklahoma's kind of, they've done a pretty good job of playing well on the road through the year. So I think we'll have a great game.
Now, 6:30 kickoff down at the Horseshoe. Oklahoma number 5, the Ohio State Buckeyes number 2. Toby, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Have a great call on Saturday. Somewhere down the road, maybe we'll touch base again. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the game.
That's Toby Rowland, radio voice of the Oklahoma Sooners in his 7th year, and had a chance today to hear some of his calls on the Internet. Does a wonderful, wonderful job. All right, everybody, just a couple of notes. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. My name is Mike Miller. Join ESPN 106.5 The Ticket Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. That's September the 12th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Hurricane Relief Drive. That'll be at Walt Churchill's Market. 26625 North Dixie Highway. That is in Perrysburg, collecting items to fill up a truck donated by Bold Express to take down to Texas for the hurricane victims. Again, that's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walt Churchill's Market there in Perrysburg. Also here in the Ticket, coming soon, your chance to win $1,000 4 times a day, the 4K a day starting the 14th. Right here in Toledo's ESPN 106.5. The Ticket, TAS Electronics, right around the corner of the updates. A little sports, a little weather, traffic as well. Again, brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com. My name's Mike Miller, coming to you from the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Back with more after this.
It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. Just a couple of quick notes. The Monroe County Brew Fest, Saturday, September 23rd. That's at Flat Rock Speedway from 4 p.m. to 10 o'clock. And also, of course, on September the 16th, that's a Saturday, Rally on the River Raisin, a raffle to win a new 2017 Jeep Wrangler, Unlimited Sports 4x4, tickets $50. You can go to battlefieldfoundation.org, tickets being sold up at the Michigan game as well. Starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday the 16th, also there'll be a Jeep parade in downtown Monroe and ending at the Monroe Sportsplex. Glad to have you on board, everybody. Talk football in the first portion of the show tonight, the radio voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. Terry Rowland joined us. Of course, the Oklahoma Sooners, number 5 at number 2 Ohio State. That is on Saturday as well. And, well, about 30 miles northwest of here over in Ann Arbor, the University of Michigan Wolverines. We'll have that game in one of our sister stations, 98.3 Nash Icon. The Michigan Wolverines will be hosting the Cincinnati Bearcats, and the radio voice of the Bearcats and the Cincinnati Bengals joins us, Dan Horde. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Mike, I'm awesome. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for taking the time. Appreciate it. Hey, first things first, can we put a little, well, a couple of a local or semi-local flavor into this little chat we're going to have? Mike Warren out of Central Catholic High School here in Toledo. We understand he's playing behind Mike Boone, who had a big game in the opener. But tell us a little bit about a true freshman, Mike Warren.
Well, Cincinnati is thrilled to have him. When Luke Fickell was hired as the head coach this past offseason, at that point, Cincinnati wasn't in the picture for Mike Warren. They weren't recruiting him under the old staff. He had, I think as folks back in Toledo know, had committed or at least verbally committed to a couple of other schools previously, but Cincinnati was able to come in there and convince him to come to Cincinnati, and he's playing right off the bat. He had 3 carries last week in the season opener. He's playing a lot on special teams. The guy that you mentioned, Mike Boone, that's starting ahead of him is like an older version of Mike Warren. They're the same size, 5'10", about 210 pounds. So the senior is getting the bulk of the work right now, but I'm sure Michael Warren will get more and more carries as the season goes along.
Well, Dan Horde joins us. He'll have the call Saturday from Ann Arbor. And the Bengals, of course, taking on Baltimore on Sunday. NFL season, by the way, gets underway tonight. Kansas City, speaking to the University of Toledo, former Rocket running back Kareem Hunt will get the start tonight for the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, Dan, you mentioned Luke Fickell, and as I told you earlier today during our chat, we had, you know, we're a cluster up here right on the border. We carry both the University of Michigan games, and we're the network station up here for the Buckeyes as well. But tell us about Luke Fickell. Of course, he had the 1 year as I don't want to use the word fill-in, and semi-interim head coach for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now at Cincinnati, what's your first blush and your impression?
Well, I've been around the Cincinnati football program for quite a while, so I have seen many accomplished head coaches come through this place, guys like Brian Kelly, Butch Jones, who's at Tennessee, Mark D'Antonio, who's at Michigan State. So they've had a run of very good head coaches, and Mark D'Antonio is the guy that Luke Fickell reminds me of. He's the type of guy that you would want your kid to play for. He's a great person, a great family man, and obviously his football resume is excellent. I think he's going to do a great job at Cincinnati. He's recruiting really well so far, but obviously time will tell.
Tell me a little bit about your win, and you got to correct me on this, and I'm a little ashamed to say this, and I'm not going to tell you how many years ago this was, but I got a letter from this university to come down there and visit the campus to play baseball, again, a long, long time ago, and I'm still not sure how to pronounce it. Is it Austin Pay or Austin P?
It is Austin P. Even though it is spelled P-E-A-Y, it is Austin P. That was Cincinnati's opponent in week 1. The Bearcats won the game, but it was closer than most people expected. 26-14 was the final score. Austin P. didn't win a game last year and went into the game last week with a 27-game losing streak, the longest losing streak in college football. So Cincinnati extended the streak, but had to sweat it out a little bit more, I think, than most of us expected.
Hey, Dan, last year this was a Cincinnati team that beat Purdue, got off to a great start, then dropped seven of their last eight. Any residue from last year you've seen that's carried into this year? I know coaches say, hey, last year was last year. This is a new season. On we go. But from a play-by-play standpoint, and more than just a general observer, the play-by-play guy, do you see any similarities between the team or the things that put them into a funk carrying over to this year?
I don't see that so much. Obviously, a lot of the personnel is the same, so that part carries over from one year to the next. But because of the change in the coaching staff with Tommy Tuberville being let go and Luke Fickell coming in, there's a real energy and a sense of hope that's been permeating around this campus since Luke Fickell took over. So I think there was a clean break from the past, and we'll see if they have a better year than they did last year when they went 4-8.
Dan Hoard joins us, radio play-by-play voice of the Cincinnati Bearcats and the Cincinnati Bengals. Michigan's a 34.5-point favorite in this game. If Cincinnati should go into Ann Arbor, Dan, on Saturday and be successful, what do you think they would have done right?
Well, it would help to get back-to-back pick sixes like Florida did last week, but that's probably unlikely. But I do think they would probably have to get some turnovers. A few breaks would have to fall their way. Let's face it, Michigan is bigger and stronger and faster and playing at home. That's generally a lethal combo, and that's why Cincinnati-type teams rarely go into the Big House and come away with a win. But it's happened before, and I'm not just referring to Appalachian State. Teams do go in there and win, and when they do, it's because Michigan makes some mistakes. So under a Jim Harbaugh coach team, you don't expect that, but hey, it's college football, and nobody expected Howard to beat UNLV last week.
No doubt about that. And by the way, the University of Toledo Rockets went into the Big House and won a game about a decade ago as well. Hey, quarterback Hayden Moore, 17 of 28. You mentioned people expected maybe a little wider spread in the score in the win over Austin Peay. But tell me a little bit about Hayden Moore before we let you go.
He wasn't real sharp last week, particularly early in the game, but by the end of the game, he was playing better. He finished with three touchdown passes and no interceptions. In the final game last season, he had three touchdown passes and no interceptions. So that's a pretty good two-game spread of six TDs and no picks. That's the biggest thing he needs to do. He needs to take care of the ball. Don't give Michigan any short fields, and they've got to protect him. I think if you had to identify one thing that's really scary from Cincinnati's perspective, it's can this offensive line hold up against Rashawn Gary and number 73, Maurice Hurst. Watching those guys last week against Florida, they're relentless. They're tremendous athletes, and Cincinnati will have its hands full trying to block guys like that and the rest of that Michigan front.
Well, I had a guy, a writer on from over in the western side of the state of Michigan, Dan, and listen, I know his style, and I know he's a guy that there's not a lot of hyperbole involved, and he's covered Michigan for a lot of years. Sean Windsor is his name, and he says, without a doubt, and when he says something, I listen, he's not on the Michigan payroll. He thought it was the quickest defense that he's ever seen for the University of Michigan, and two guys that you just mentioned there were right in the middle of things as well. Dan Hoard joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Great pizza, great sandwiches, ingredients you can trust. Real quick, Bengals taking on the Baltimore Sunday to open up their season. Anything that stands out about, oh, we're up in the northern part of the state. We got the Browns, a lot of Lions fans here as well, but I think there's a sprinkling of Cincinnati Bengal fans and Reds fans in this area as well. Anything you'd like to touch on the 2017 edition of the Cincinnati Bengals?
A lot of turnover with the Cincinnati Bengals this year. They have gone from being the 23rd youngest team in the NFL, so one of the oldest teams in the NFL, to the third youngest. They've brought in a lot of youth and a lot of speed and centered that around the core that's been able to get to the playoffs five times in the last 6 years. So Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, Carlos Dunlap, Geno Atkins, Vontaze Burfict, those guys are back. But there's been a big infusion of youth and speed, and hopefully it'll be telling this week against Baltimore.
Good stuff, Dan. Thanks for taking the time. Travel safe. Have a good call on Saturday and on Sunday. Appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
No, my pleasure. Dan Hoard, voice of the Cincinnati Bearcats, voice of the Cincinnati Bengals, join us here on Drive Time, driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Back with more after these words. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. All the guests here on Drive Time come to you via the Vito's Pizza phone line.
Turn up the dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. This is Drive Time coming to you from the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. My name is Mike Miller. I just had Toby Rowland on, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, Dan Horde, the voice of the Bengals and the Cincinnati Bearcats. By the way, we keep track of these things. Those are guests 464 and 465 that have made their way on this show. Different guests, different folks that we've had on. Tonight, by the way, is show 1,471. We will be at Reset tomorrow in Rossford, part of the Bar 145 group. What an amazing facility that is. We'll be doing our football preview show from there tomorrow night, so join us for that one. I haven't lined anybody up yet, but as we always do, we will effort and work our best to get somebody on that is interesting, by the way. Boy, the Cleveland Indians can set a franchise record tonight. They've won 14 straight. They've been absolutely unbelievable. On the other side of the coin, how about this? Myles Garrett goes down, the first-round draft choice of the Cleveland Browns. They're taking on Pittsburgh, of course, and behind center on Sunday will be Toledo native Deshaun Kizer. And as Jim said, OIC only in Cleveland, high ankle sprain. And you know what? There's ankle sprains and there's high ankle sprains. And we've heard these high ankle sprains. I hate to say this with Cleveland fans tuned in, but wow. I've been down this road before covering athletes that have those, and sometimes you just do not know the healing process and the length of that healing process. So fingers crossed for Cleveland Indian fans, by the way. Kansas City at New England tonight. Tune that in. Kareem Hunt, he's a guy that, you know, most National Football League directors of player personnel and scouts and everybody else involved in the NFL really, really loved Kareem Hunt, and he's playing quicker than you thought he would with injuries to the starting Kansas City Chiefs running back. So hats off to Kareem Hunt tonight, and best of luck. Always a tough gig up in New England, where New England tonight is a 9-point favorite as the National Football League season getting underway tonight. We are Toledo sports leader. I'm going to send it back to the Palatial Studios on Arlington, where Jim Cushlin can give us an update. What's on tap starting tonight and through the weekend, Jim?
Absolutely, and you just mentioned it. We do have that game, Chiefs and Patriots tonight, 7:30 the coverage time of that one, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One, which means not only is NFL here, but that means all your coverage, Thursday night games, the Sunday night game, Monday night, in this case a doubleheader. I'll get to that in a second, and various Sunday afternoon games. So that'll be tonight, 7:30 the coverage time here on 106.5 The Ticket. Then tomorrow, of course, it's a Friday, so High School Football Friday, Central Catholic on the docket for 6:30. They're taking on Canadian Prep Academy. Funky thing. Their original opponent backed out of that game a couple weeks ago, and this is the last-minute fill-in. And so Canadian Prep Academy coming down here to Toledo to take on Central Catholic. 6:30 the coverage time for that. That'll be followed by the high school scoreboard show. Then your smorgasbord of football with a little baseball mixed in over the weekend. Bowling Green, South Dakota, 5 o'clock. That coverage starts over in Talk Radio 100.7 on Saturday. Buckeyes, Oklahoma, 6 o'clock here on the ticket. Michigan and Cincinnati, that's 11 a.m. over on 98.3 Nash Icon. We're going to have a little baseball for you, too, over the weekend. From ESPN Radio, 12:30 the coverage time Saturday for Indians hosting the Orioles. That's the games they're carrying this weekend. Then on Sunday, you got the Lions, 11 a.m. here on the ticket on Sunday. We'll have the Sunday night game here on the ticket, Baltimore at Cleveland at 7. And then you're a triple header of Westwood One NFL coverage over the weekend, all getting underway at 12:30. All these games will be on Talk Radio 100.7 first. Browns Steelers, followed by Packers hosting the Seahawks in the Sunday night game, Giants Cowboys. And I did say I had a quick announcement about the Monday night game. Since it's week one, they do the double header. We'll be joining the first game of the double header, which is New Orleans at Minnesota, as soon as Buckeye Roundtable on Monday night is done at 8 o'clock. That will then go into the second game, L.A. Chargers, got to remember that, at Denver after that. So a whole bunch of football coming at you starting tonight.
Good stuff, Jim. Hey, I just had to look up Canadian Prep Academy from Welland, Ontario, yep. Of course, over near Niagara Falls. So I wondered, well, good for those guys. They get a bit of a trip, and they're going to come into a great football atmosphere to take on Central Catholic as well. I know your Indians are going in the right direction, no doubt about that. And I never heard that term before. You're more familiar with it than I am. That OIC only in Cleveland. I heard your update about Myles Garrett. Not good. That's a huge blow.
No, it is a pretty big blow. They're definitely saying he's out for 2 weeks. In that OIC mode, Mike, watch that be about 4 weeks before you see the number one overall pick in the draft on a regular season NFL field. So, yeah, that means my personal attention is with those Indians and their streak, and I'm going out on a limb on this one and say they will get it tonight. Why? Two words. Corey Kluber. That's who's starting against the White Sox for the Indians tonight. It's definitely leading towards 15 in a row, that's for sure.
Boy, this postseason baseball is going to be absolutely unbelievable.
Yes, it
coming
will
up
be.
In the fall. I look at like Cleveland and Boston and Houston and a wild card team in there. I mean, it is lining up to be absolutely spectacular.
Thanks, let me Jimmy. Make an announcement real quick on that. Now that you mentioned the baseball playoffs, I'm still trying to work on some things to try to see if I could get the ESPN feed into our sister station, Talk Radio 100.7, because if so, then I'll be able to carry more than just the evening playoff games coming October. I'm trying to expand the baseball coverage, but I got to work out a few bugs on that one first.
Well, the programming juggler will get it done. I can guarantee it. No doubt about it. Good job, Jim. All right, everybody. Thanks to the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Another edition of Drive Time in the book. Had a good show tonight with some top-end guests, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Sadly, I'll be at the funeral home tomorrow for a good friend of mine, Mike Kapersky, the Toledo police officer that lost his life, and the golfing buddy. All-around good guy, much too young at 47, a true sportsman, and a good guy. Our thoughts are with the Kapersky family. I'll be out at Rossford Reset tomorrow, everybody, at 5 o'clock. Talk to you then from the Superstore. Good night, everybody.